Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison, welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast, July 21st, 2021. And this is indeed a strategic week. The Lord told me that He's releasing this part of the prophetic word that I have for this month. He's releasing this week the new level of the seven spirits of the Lord, the seven spirits of God. And He's calling us to reboot our ability to hear Him right now. So Lord, we just want to come into agreement. I felt, oh my goodness, so much warfare against us at the same time. So much power and so much deep revelation came over me as I was writing this just today and been putting it together for a while, but I release this right now, this word in Jesus' name. Well, my prophetic word for July, I recommend listening to this, maybe even get a hold of it a few times, because there's new angels that are here. There's the doorway of hope, the valley of trouble, getting out of that. There's high revelation and deep understanding. You want to grab hold of that. It's episode 188, Spirit Connection Podcast. God is releasing new hope and wisdom and understanding. Now this week, I want to help you to get positioned under the open heaven that's here. The heavens are opening. These clouds, these firmaments, the enemy's been trying to bring over people to be able to block things are being removed. They are indeed being removed, and heaven is opening up, especially this week, for the highest level of revelation. Oh boy, I can't wait. I love this stuff. Isaiah 11 talks about the seven spirits of God, and it's a release of it happening. Isaiah 11:2 says, "The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, counsel and might, knowledge and the fear of the Lord." Now, it's not just him, it's all of us. In fact, kids even are going to get this. God is releasing a flow from heaven. He's releasing the seven spirits of the Lord starting this month. In fact, starting this week is what he told me. And not everyone will operate in all seven, but you have access to all of them. And the same as the gifts of the Spirit. You'll operate in one more than another, but you have access to them. And this is some of the greatest prophetic revelation that's ever been released. It's going to start now. There's a shift in the heavenly realm. The seven spirits of the Lord are actually in heaven. Let me give you a little training on it. They're in Revelation 4:4. You'll see that around the throne were the 24 elders, and then they all had thrones. The 24 elders were seated, clothed with white robes, and they had crowns of gold on their heads. And then from the throne of God proceeded lightnings and thunders and voices. Then the seven lamps, here they are, the seven lamps of fire were burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. The seven spirits of God are mentioned throughout the book of Revelation. John was getting his revelation from the book of Revelation, from an angel who had said that he had just been there with the seven spirits. And in fact, you'll find that in Revelation 1, verse 4, "Grace and peace to you." Now, this is important. As you're getting this revelation, this is not going to blow you away, because this revelation comes, you got to write this down, Revelation 1, 4, "Grace and peace from him who was and who is and who is to come." That's the Lord. "And from the seven spirits that are before the throne." Grace and peace over you. Grace and peace. The seven spirits of the Lord are in heaven, but we see them on earth. They operate on earth through people. In Isaiah 11:2, "With the Spirit of the Lord, he brings rest." That's a misunderstood understanding. You know, it doesn't mean you're going to sit out and sleep or anything or take time off. I wouldn't recommend taking time off without a plan. That's not the rest of the Lord. That's a recipe, you know, for getting discouraged. The rest of the Lord is where you do work, but you get things done because you have the strength of the Lord. So the wisdom and understanding, counsel and might, knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Now, notice that they come in pairs. Wisdom, understanding, counsel and might, knowledge and the fear of the Lord. These are the spirits, the seven spirits of the Lord, are actually the source to all of the gifts, but particularly the prophetic gifts found in 1 Corinthians 12. And having the Spirit of the Lord is the first one, then the other six. The Spirit of the Lord actually talks about the Holy Spirit moving in greater authority. That's what he's bringing right now. But remember when this came in Revelation 1:4, it was peace be to you. You won't get overwhelmed by this. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding will give you prophetic insight into what's about to happen. But also, it's usually in the deeper level. It's prophetic insight beneath the surface of things. They connect you with the wisdom of heaven. The wisdom of heaven. It's a different place. James 3:17 talks about these as well. Is that this all flows through this. The spirit of counsel and might. This is the ability to, the counsel is to resolve disputes and become a peacemaker. Supernatural strength is might. So being a peacemaker is a major ingredient in wisdom. James 3:17-18. Write that down. Take a look at it. It's the peacemakers. The Lord is calling peacemakers to walk on the earth right now. Peacemakers to operate on the internet. I'm a peacemaker. I don't fight these battles. I stay on my track. I stay right here to bring these prophetic words, to bring comfort, encouragement, you know, to people on a regular basis, to talk about love. I stay on track with what God has given me, and I'm a peacemaker. He's calling people to get a hold of this and become peacemakers. And you might have to lay down some battles that you're doing right now. But he's also releasing the spirit of knowledge. These are the seven spirits. The spirit of knowledge. These go beyond the words of knowledge. Spirit of knowledge is understanding you suddenly. Jesus operated in this. They said that he had knowledge beyond his understanding at age 12. Knowledge will come to you. And suddenly you'll get understanding and knowledge. And what comes with the knowledge as well is the fear of the Lord. There is a misunderstanding about the fear of the Lord. It is not fear. It's like, oh my gosh, I have fear. I'm never going to sin again because I don't want the Father to nuke me. You know, that's not the fear of the Lord. That's the wrong spirit at all. The Lord is love. But the fear of the Lord is actually, it's a reverence. See, if you sin, if you're stuck in something, the Lord has given you grace. You could ask forgiveness over and over and over. And it's there. But the fear of the Lord will finally get you out of that loop. It'll come in once in a while and say, all right, here's what I want you to do. I want you to get serious because I'm about to release some more serious things. I used to be stuck in a loop of addiction. I was stuck in a loop. I was called backslider. My family, I backslid so many times. Finally, I wrote a song named Born Again Again. I kept getting born again again over and over until I grasped this and I got a hold of it. And the fear of the Lord helped me, but it wasn't fear of being nuked. And I started to realize, I'm just speaking to people right now, he's raising up people who will hear his voice and respond to wisdom and love. I had to operate in love in the midst of all this. The attack of the enemy right now against the prophetic, against hearing God, is found in Matthew 13, verses 14 and 15. This is coming against us as the prophetic and the ability to hear God. But you will be ever hearing, but never understanding. You will be ever seeing, but never perceiving. For people's hearts have become calloused or hard, and their ears and eyes are closed. And so there's three attacks. It's hearing, but not understanding. Seeing, but not perceiving. It's hearing, but not hearing the Lord, basically. And then having a heart that doesn't understand. It's a three-quart attack. So Lord, we break off this three-quart attack in Jesus' name. Hearing, seeing and understanding. You don't have to be a seer to see. You don't have to be a prophet. This is for everybody. The Lord wants you to operate in this. The greatest revelation is about to flow, and he wants you to hear what's going on. We break this off, and we release the spirit of wisdom and understanding in Jesus' name. Now, you need to learn how to respond with wisdom. That's what the Lord's calling us to. He wants you to respond with wisdom. James 1:5, if any of you lacks wisdom, You should ask God who gives it generously without finding fault. He'll give it to you if you're struggling with stuff. He'll give it to you. Lord, we pray for that spirit of wisdom now. We need the wisdom. Your word says to ask. We need wisdom. We need to understand what you're doing. Lord, we ask that you would clean up the ungodly belief systems, the ungodly, anything that has come into our minds or that we've been taught that is not of you. The Lord says, I'm rebooting things right now. I'm pulling things back. You're going to get the seven spirits of the Lord are here to impart a new understanding. Not a new Jesus, not a new gospel, not a new anything like that. But he's going to bring about some changes that we need to get us out of the wisdom of the world, to get us out of hating people that aren't like us, to get us out of those things and into the greatest commandment of love. So we bind the spirits of fear. We bind the spirit of unbelief. And these ungodly unbeliefs, you know, they're going to start to change. Now, to do this, you need to break the fear to hear. That's what I call it, the fear to hear. Isaiah 43, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I called you by name. You are mine. The Lord is breaking off the fear to hear his voice. Some people are afraid because, you know, it's just the spirit of fear. But now, the Lord's removing this wisdom. He's removing false wisdom of the world, and he's releasing the wisdom, revelation, and intimacy. And you'll find this in Ephesians 1:17. I keep asking the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. See, that's wisdom, understanding, wisdom and revelation. And then that intimacy will flow so that you won't worry about these things anymore because it's just going to flow. You're going to begin to operate in these new things. Wisdom and discernment and understanding are three of these things I felt this month was important to be released, but God is actually releasing all seven of them, all seven gifts. We need to remove the blinders of unbelief. 2 Corinthians 4:4, the God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers. There's a lot of unbelief, so people don't believe things are real that seem to be real. And unbelief will kill miracles. Jesus couldn't even do miracles around unbelief. And, you know, you need to believe that God's with you. He's for you. There's a demonic spirit of unbelief that causes people to believe a lie that God no longer speaks today. To believe that you're messed up beyond what you can bear. To believe that you're not who you are. And there's all kinds of stuff going on. We need to repent of unbelief right now. Lord, we ask that you would shake this off of us in Jesus' name. Now, I pray that you would release the hidden mysteries of wisdom. That's what I felt is happening. 1 Corinthians 2:6, I mentioned this before, that we speak a wisdom among the mature. There's going to be a maturity of wisdom come. And we declare God's wisdom a mystery that's been hidden. It's been hidden from the beginning of time. There's a lot of wisdom going on. Some of it right now, we need to shake it out. Shake that thing out. New age psychology, worldly wisdom. Shake that thing out. I'm seeing stuff fall out of it. Just shake it off and then ask the Lord to bring his, release his wisdom. Matthew 13:35, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things that have been hidden since the foundation of the world. Mark your calendar. This week is the release of the higher level revelation and deeper understanding. The reason is because the seven spirits of the Lord are being released. And when they got released before, if you read the book of Revelation, the beginning, you don't have to understand the book of Revelation, but the beginning of Revelation was the starting out with peace be to you. And he brought the message from the throne, from the seven spirits of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, knowledge, and the fear of the Lord. Mark your calendar. Things are going to start to shift. We're going to see revelation. We're going to be writing new books. We're going to be writing things. It's not a new gospel in any way, shape, or form, but it's going to be shaking things out and giving us the revelation that we need to move forward in the midst of this. The high revelation and the deeper understanding. Higher revelation, deeper understanding. There's something happening right now, and the Spirit of the Lord is here. the spirit of wisdom and understanding, counsel and might, knowledge and the fear of the Lord is here right now. And Lord, I pray to activate this word, that we would receive what you have. We would receive the seven spirits. We would receive wisdom, wow, discernment, understanding, all seven, the spirit of the Lord. The spirit of wisdom and understanding, counsel and might, knowledge and the fear of the Lord. We pray that we would understand this even more. We pray for the new revelation that's going to come, the hidden mysteries in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord says, watch your dreams. Watch. I'm going to do this thing. This is the week that I'm releasing the seven spirits of the Lord. I'm also doing a training, by the way, this weekend, July 24th. It's the most exciting training I've written in a long time. And it's called Prophetic Wisdom, Discernment, and Understanding. It's at 10 o'clock. Go to dougaddison.com/growing. You do have to sign up. You don't have to be there live, but you do have to sign up. And if you want to teach this, you can actually sign up for the upgrade pack as well. This is one you want to get a hold of. I'm going to go into the deeper understanding of the prophetic ministry, how it operates and how the gifts work, how to function in the way God speaks for this time. It's a season we're in. It's a little bit different. God's doing some things. He's shifting things. Step to hearing God accurately in the season. In other words, how to know what's from God, what's from the enemy, what's from yourself, how to test a prophetic word, how to operate in the seven spirits of the Lord, how to develop wisdom and understanding, and also a training I do for the discerning of spirits people. Usually you're rejected, you know, you're out there, but you're the one seeing the negative things, you know. Everyone else is seeing encouragement. You see, you know, sickness, death, and all the other stuff, because that's a discerning of spirits gift. You need to get that flipped around. How to start to see angels over demons, and how to, you know, get some prophetic plans that's going on right now. It's going to be a great time, and it's this weekend. But I hope you can be there. dougaddison.com/growing, and expect to see some new things. I can't wait till next week, because it's definitely getting better every day. All right, God bless you.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at dougaddison.com.